Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we got our good buddy Bert Folsom back on the show. Bert's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's joined us all the way back in 1998. That's what it takes to be a founding member of the Brain Trust. All you had to do was hang out with me in 1998 for the first time and then stay with us, and he's been doing that. Bert is the author of so many books. I'm on the road today, as you know. I'm in Houston. I couldn't bring them all with me. The airlines wouldn't let me bring them. But his new book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, and it's all about a study of the truth about the days of President Roosevelt, President Franklin Roosevelt. Bert's our friend. He's here to talk to us about what's going on. What are we going to do about this national debt? Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, as always, it's good to be with you. 13 years we've been doing this.
Almost. That's exactly right. Yeah, your date is June, but we thank you for all these years. You've been a great supporter of ours.
It's something to think that when I joined with you in 1998, the national debt has doubled since then.
Yeah, it's more than doubled, Bert, because I remember only about 4, 5, 6 years ago, the national debt was $5 trillion. And I remember there were people who were literally ready to jump off the bridge because they couldn't even comprehend that the United States owed $5 trillion. And in only a half a dozen years, it's more than doubled. It's, what is it now, about $14 trillion?
Yes, it is. And so, in other words, if you look at all of our history up to to about 1998 or thereabouts, when we started getting together, we haven't really had a major war or even a really what I'd call a major economic crisis in the last 13 years. We've had occasional hard times and some skirmishes here overseas, but look at World War I, World War II, the Civil War, for goodness sakes, all of that plus everything, all the rest of U.S. history, and in the last decade, we've doubled the national debt. It's really appalling.
Well, and it's the thing is, if the number isn't scary enough, $14 trillion, which is now basically the same number as our gross domestic product, we have now gotten to the point where we owe as much as our sales are. For example, folks, think about it this way. If you do $1 million in sales and you owe $1 million, never mind. We're not talking about a real estate loan that's amortized over 20 years that you're going to be paying down. You're servicing the debt. What if you had $1 million in sales and you owed $1 million, and that $1 million was all current obligation? What do you think, Bert?
Yeah, right.
Because it is, the point I was making, Bert, is we don't like the number at all. It's awful. It's a staggering number from which we're going to have to work hard to recover from. But there's no currently, as we stand here today, there's no end in sight to this number going up.
No, in fact, if you look at the proposed deficit that President Obama in his budget of more than $1 trillion added next year. I did some calculations, and just that deficit for next year, put aside the debt, but just the deficit next year to pay that will be $30,000 a second, every second. Wow. For the whole year to pay next year's debt.
Wow.
$30,000 a second every
second.
That's just
the interest.
And that's just the amount that will be accumulated of debt next year, which, by the way, you say the interest, that's roughly the interest, right? The interest is not much smaller than that. So that you're getting to a point where just to pay, we're about a decade away from having all the money that's collected in income taxes going to pay the interest on the debt. So
just
then
the interest,
we fund
folks.
Our
that
military?
Doesn't pay. That doesn't pay down the debt. So anybody. And this, what we're talking about, these numbers are nonpartisan numbers, aren't they, Bert?
They are. These are from the Congressional Budget Office.
These are Republican. The numbers Bert and I are talking about are not Republican numbers. They're not Democrat numbers. They're not Tea Party numbers. They're not Mugwump numbers. They're not independent numbers. It's the money that we owe. It's done. It's cooked. The cake is baked. And we owe it. And we have an obligation to pay it. And it's having an impact on my small business and your small business. When we come back, we're going to ask Bert what we can do about this. He's got some ideas. It's Tweeny Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I promise. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.